Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Thank you guys again for setting that up with Andy Stanley. I don't want to get into it right now, but it was a sign that I needed. So thank you. And it meant a lot. Thank you. Woo. Okay. It's going to be a lot of this, man. I've been teetering the last couple of days. I feel really like emotionally confused. And then when I start to like get the feels, I have been going into default mode for me, which has been my whole life, is like, keep it together, man. You still got 2.5 more shows. You can cry at 10:01 on Friday, but I'm really trying hard not to let that happen. And if it's going to happen, if I'm going to cry, I'm going to cry.
Embrace it.
Okay.
It's good to feel the emotions. I started writing what I was going to say the last day last night. I got one sentence in.
And I'm like, I can't do this right now.
I just have one request. If you're going to cry more than me, I need you to do that.
I don't think I do that. It's been so long since I had a really... When's the last time I really boo... The last time I really boo-hooed was when I had to put Riggins down. Uncontrollable tears. But even then, like, I wouldn't do it in front of my family. I ran to my into my master bedroom, buried my head in the pillow, and... slammed the door behind me and did it in silence, but I couldn't stop crying.
Have you ever boohooed on the air?
I don't.
And not just in your 25 years on the Burt Show, but in your 40 years of radio, have you ever had like a sobbing moment on the air?
Like uncontrollably crying where you just can't get it together?
I mean, not it doesn't even have to be that far, but I'm saying like a even just a good healthy cry.
I there must have been. I mean, with all the stuff that we've gone through with Burt's Big Adventure, that's when I boohoo.
Yeah.
After a funeral.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about on the air.
On air.
Yes, on air.
I can't recall it. And if you're looking for a boohoo on Friday, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think. I don't know if I'm even capable of giving up that kind of emotional control. But maybe. I don't know.
You answered my question because my dad's very similar. I mean, after my mom passed, he was tearing up. He's like, I'm sorry, I need to get it together. And I was like, you're a wife of 35 years. Like, it's cool. You can cry in front of us. We're all in this together. So I'm just always curious, like, he felt like he had to hold it together for the family. Do you feel like you have to hold it together for everyone else? And that's kind of why you put the kibosh on it?
Boy, that's a question for therapy. Why won't I? I think, well, first of all, this generation, my generation of men, were taught by their parents, by their dad specifically, that's not what we do. Mm. All right. You stay in control of your emotions. If you're in control of your emotions and you're in control of the situation. And for my dad, it was, you've got a job to do. I mean, you can't be boohooing in front of everybody, man. Get done what you have to get done. And then the privacy of your own home or wherever you're at, then you can let it go. But in front of people, you just don't do that. So I think as a leader, and somebody that's tried to be a manager somehow, some way, I'm like, I think my staff will take more comfort if I'm calm during a storm than really losing it and being authentic. So, yeah, I generally haven't given my... But since I won't be a manager or a leader Friday, there you go. You might get it.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
He might be the smartest public-facing person in music, at least that I'm aware of. I think Charlie Puth might be one of the smartest guys in the music industry right now.
Dude, I love his Music 101 videos. So he posts them on TikTok and he like just breaks down different things about music. But the way he talks about it, even if you know nothing about music, you don't care. It is fascinating. I love listening to him.
He did one a couple of weeks ago, maybe when Taylor Swift's new album came out, and he was comparing, because people are like, oh, she stole this song from somebody else and these notes from somebody else. And he explained exactly like why she didn't and what would be considered stealing. And he did it in such a great way that I even understood it. Yeah.
He jokingly calls himself Professor Charlie Puth when he has to educate. And so I had actually reshared that post because everyone was saying, including myself, the same thing about Taylor Swift. And he said that you have to have 5 consecutive notes for it to be an interpolation rather than rather than it just kind of sounding very similar. And I think maybe she had three or four notes in the same sequence. And he's like, honestly, sometimes artists accidentally do it because there's literally only so many notes that you can use. And so I saw this yesterday where he was doing, again, a little Professor Charlie Puth segment where he was saying, okay, everyone thinks that AI is going to take over the music industry. But he's like, from my point of view, this is why I think AI might be a tool that people use, but it will never replace human artistry.
I don't think AI is ever going to completely take over human-made music, mainly because what makes human-made music so special are its imperfections. For instance, I can tell AI to go make a song right now, and the drums are most likely going to sound boring and bland. Not very inspiring. And the song Stronger, made by Kanye West, who is human, has an open hi-hat sound as the snare drum. That's much more interesting. AI will sometimes take every mistake out of a song. Sometimes those mistakes add to the vibe. When you listen to Hey Jude by the Beatles, at 2 minutes and 58 seconds, you'll hear Paul McCartney say, oh effing hell, because he played the wrong chord. Here's just the vocals if you don't believe me. Sting sat on the piano at the very beginning of Roxanne. They kept it in. Another thing AI will sometimes do is make every song a perfect tempo. 1, 2. But music was meant to breathe. Take September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. At the beginning of the song, it starts out at this tempo. By the end of the song, we're much faster. You probably never even noticed. AI is never going to wipe us off the planet creatively. Like every new piece of technology that comes around every decade, we humans have to learn how to work with it to make music that no one's ever heard before. We are all imperfect beings, but that's what makes art relatable.
I think you got two things wrong there. We're still in the infant stages of AI. So while he might be right now, I'm not sure in another 5 years or 10 years that'll be the case, which is freaking everybody out, including myself. And the second thing I think he got wrong was he referred to Kanye West as a human. And I'm not sure that's true either.
Well, you know, there is also a theory that AI won't become super smart because of the degradation model. So AI is going to train AI, but because right now, if you pull something from chat, it's flawed. It has mistakes. But the problem is that will be used to train future AI and it'll keep training itself and it'll get more and more basic and simplified until it's missing all of the cool flaws and characteristics of humanity because it's training its own model and each version is less and less smart.
So Cassie and I have different feelings about this. If I were you guys, she's way smarter than I am. She wins. So
yeah. It's just a theory. It might happen. I hate AI if I'm being honest, but I only hate the lack of regulations around it and the fact that it uses so much water. Please don't use it to make your grocery lists. It's stealing drinking water from us.
I need you and Charlie Puth in the same room. I want to hear you guys have a conversation about AI.
I would love that.
The Bird Show.
All right, entertainment buzz here in like 90 seconds.
So if you don't know about Group 7, it means you're not in Group 7, but it's the most exclusive club on the internet right now, and I'm going to tell you all about it coming up.
All right, Abby, this is for you. I want to see how many of these you get right. So a new survey comes out yesterday from Tinder talking about drinking and first dates. There are 5 drinks that are most likely ordered on a first date. What are the 5?
It's definitely got to be wine and beer.
A glass of wine is number 3.
But beer's not on there?
Nope.
Is coffee on there?
No, this is a no.
So it's all alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do people drink coffee on first dates?
Yeah.
I guess if it's a Starbucks, like lunch date.
If you do a coffee date, if you do a lunch date, or I guess if you just don't drink, maybe it feels like it's an upgrade from water.
Yeah, I guess when I was thinking about date for me, my go-to is like, we're going to a bar.
So. Okay, well, if you're going on a date, it's a vodka soda. So is that on there?
It is not on there.
Okay. Espresso martini?
Not on there.
A martini is number 4.
Oh, yeah.
But just a regular martini.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is.
Margarita?
Number 1.
Oh, margarita's already sexy. And what about a old fashioned?
It's down there. I saw it on the list somewhere. That's number 10.
How many do I have? Wine, margarita, martini.
Yep.
So I'm missing 2. Yep.
Think about brunch. What would you have at brunch?
Oh, a mimosa?
Yeah, that's number 5.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I know. I'm not. Like, orange juice makes your breath smell so bad.
No, I know. That's the last thing I want. Okay, mimosa, and then...
Number 2 would be if you're feeling really insecure and you need... Something that's going to give you confidence immediately.
A shot?
A shot is number two.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense. I've definitely taken a shot before a date if I was really nervous.
So it goes margarita, shot of something, anything, a glass of wine, martini, mimosa, pina colada.
Ugh. Oh, hell yeah. Sign me up.
Is that even a drink?
Yes, it is, and it's delicious.
Here's another one. They're drinks, but not drinks. Daiquiri.
Ew. Who is drinking? Who in the ripe age of being in their late 20s, early 30s is drinking a daiquiri? Ordering a daiquiri?
Been to New Orleans where there are literally drive-through daiquiri places.
But that's like a specific
thing. Rookie drink.
I wouldn't go to a restaurant, I wouldn't go to Houston's and get like my chart of artichokes and then order a strawberry daiquiri.
That's insane behavior.
A spirit like scotch on the rocks.
Scotch, 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 scotch. I love scotch.
If I'm on a date with somebody, a first date, and they order a whiskey, which is 9 on this list, I'm like, you badass.
It's a whiskey sour.
It's still got whiskey in it.
True.
And number 10 was old fashioned.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Some of you normies aren't in the know. You're not in the know because you're not in group 7. If you're not in group 7, it's a little bit like Fight Club. You don't really talk about group 7 because if you're in group 7, you're one of the chosen ones.
This doesn't have to do with 6-7, right?
No.
This ridiculousness.
Can I be honest? I don't know what 6-7 means.
Nobody does.
Nobody knows. I don't even think Jen Alpha knows what 6-7 is.
So I saw this viral video, and this is like, so the Gen X in me, right, is watching, and they're at a burger joint, and they're yelling out the names of the tickets, and they're yelling out 68. And everybody's waiting with bated breath. And I thought they were super excited to hear the dude yell out 69.
Sure.
But no, he comes up and he grabs the mic and there's like just a ton of Gen Alpha hanging out in this burger joint. And they're all standing up and they're like, yeah, 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 yeah. And the guy comes up to the mic and he goes, 6-7? And they're like, yeah!
Explode. I've seen this video. The place explodes. I think Gen Alpha loves the fact that there really is no definition,
none,
but it's gone viral.
I think it's in a song.
It is.
Or something like that. That's the most vague thing I've seen, but it makes me feel so old every time I look it up that I'm just like,
And it has to do with like the height of a basket. Anyway, go ahead.
I was so perplexed. The guy, I was like, who is going to say, I'm over here like being like, he's going to say 69. And then he said 6-7 and I'm like, I don't get it. What does it all mean?
But no, group 7 has nothing to do with the Gen Alpha term 6-7, whatever the heck that means. Group 7 is a social media phenomenon started by TikTok user at Sophia James Music, who started this thing on TikTok where she was trying to promote her new song that's out. And so by doing it, she would use the song in the background of all these different videos she would put out. And she's basically just testing out the TikTok algorithm because sometimes it's a mystery. Like what videos are going to do well versus the ones that don't do well. So she made like 10 different videos and she labeled them group 1, group 2, group 3, group 4, and so on and so forth. And there's this video that went crazy viral that said, if you're seeing this, you're in group 7. And this is what she said.
Just watching this video, you are in group 7. I have posted 7 videos tonight, and this is the 7th one. Just this little science experiment to see what kind of video gets the most reach out of the 7. And I don't know what that says about you, but you're in group 7. Welcome.
So this is why I love the TikTok comments so much, because it's really a bland video. She's just like, yeah, you're in group 7. If you see this, congratulations. Welcome to group 7. Well, a bunch of people in the comments decided to make it a thing. They're like, oh my God, we're in group 7.
Oh
my God, we're the baddiest of all the baddies out there. And it just became this thing where they're sort of saying it ironically, like, oh my God, if you got group 7, like we are the chosen ones. And it just started taking off to now where if you see a brand say, congratulations, if you're in group 7, Oreo is in group 7. They're just piling on that inside joke that somehow started in the comment section of this video for group 7.
It took on a life of its own.
And congratulations to her. I don't really think anybody's paying attention to the song she's trying to promote. So,
you know how I said over the course of the last couple of months that sometimes I just feel really detached by some entertainment buzz stories and I don't want to fake it?
Yeah.
Here we are.
I can tell.
I am in group 7, so you're all losers.
Good. Yeah. Okay, good.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.